You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Can you begin by telling our listeners what Drink Different is?
Drink Different is a promotion that we've put together with the Auckland Council to try and get some perspective about what Aucklanders think around recycling of beverage containers and whether they think that reusing them is a good idea instead.
How long is the promotion running for?
The promotion has been running since the beginning of November, the 1st of November, and finishes on the 30th of November.
Can you tell us a bit about the emissions associated with recycling bottles?
Yes, the emissions that you get from recycling glass bottles to a large degree is similar to recycling a plastic bottle or a can, and there is carbon emitted when the material is obviously heated up to a very high temperature, and in a lot of cases that can be as high as 1500 degrees. So those are the emissions that come from recycling, and most people probably aren't aware of what's involved in that process, but it certainly is one of the biggest emissions problems we've got in Auckland.
What are Auckland's current recycling habits? Are we good at recycling?
I think in general people are very good at recycling and filling their recycling bins. Some people obviously make a few errors in terms of what they put in those bins, but I guess the fundamentals of the system need addressing, and several years ago we adopted a system where we just put all our recyclables into one bin, and in the industry they call that co-mingling. That's great, it's very convenient and easy, and you can tip it into a big truck, but it doesn't actually solve the problem.
What message does Auckland Council hope to spread, and what does it hope to achieve with the Drink Different promotion?
Well, I can't speak for Auckland Council because we're a separate entity. We're a social enterprise called Green Bottle, but we are working with Auckland Council. I think they want to just get some feedback from the public, because normally the public, I just mean anyone listening, is not given the opportunity to ask about or give their view on how their drinks are packaged. Typically, you like a drink and you buy it and you have to just accept the packaging that it comes in. But I guess Auckland Council would like to see a better process in place whereby currently some argue that only half of what you put in your recycling bin is actually recycled, because the system is not great. And if that's in a public place, like a street corner where you might pop something into a recycling bin, currently none of it is being recycled. So we need to think better about how we can reuse and not recycle. That means using the same bottle many times and washing it.
Is this where the collaboration between yourselves, Green Bottles, and Auckland Council began?
It began a little while ago. We've been talking to them for some time, but we just wanted to put an initiative into the marketplace where people can have their say, and there's a couple of ways you can do that. One is to physically fill a crate with the things you currently recycle and would like to see made refillable. That opportunity is quickly coming to an end at the end of the month, but the other opportunity is to fill in a survey which gives us similar results online, and it's very quick and easy for people to do just by going to drinkdifferent.co.nz. You can click on a survey which is hosted by SurveyMonkey, and 2 minutes and you can tell us what you think.
Can we see any of the survey results as of yet? Do we know what participants are saying?
Those results will be made public at the end of the survey, but in general, the survey results are fairly positive. So far, 90% of people are telling us that they want to be involved. I think we just get stuck in a groove and we tend to do things the same way. So therefore, what we're proposing, drink different, think different, do things different. I mean, we have to just break out of the cycle that we're in and try and do something a bit different, and it will make a big difference. When you reuse a beverage container, versus recycling can be up to 20 times the emission, so it's a big difference for a small change.
It's really important now more than ever that something as seemingly simple as recycling needs to really be thought about. I mean, it's crucial.
You know, it is, and I think recycling sort of been the only option that people have been presented, and I think reuse hasn't really been discussed much in New Zealand, and it's less than 1% of what we do with beverage containers, whereas you go to some countries like Germany, for example, it's probably 50% of what they do there. So it just shows what's possible, and look, I think people just want to know that what they do makes a difference, rather than do something and then find out it doesn't. It's not being acted out. So that's really important, that if they make that effort, that something's done.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
I think if at the end of the day, do take the opportunity to have a say, because normally you don't have that opportunity when you buy things in a supermarket or wherever you choose to purchase beverages. So do take the opportunity, even if it's just a quick survey that we have online, to tell us what you think, because it will help shape things very quickly into what could be happening next year. So we're not talking 2040 or a lot of these deadlines that you hear about. It's very simple for beverage manufacturers to make these changes. They just want to know what you think and what sort of containers that you currently drink you think should be made available for being refillable. That's the most important thing, have a say.
That was the founder and director of Green Bottle New Zealand, Neil Pollitt, speaking to Beth about Drink Different promotion in collaboration with the Auckland Council.
This is a sad, sad day. BFM, the font of liberalism and tolerance at the centre of the University of Auckland.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.